This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Love it when you're part of the solution. And I mean that, seriously. You know, you can text me, email me, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Yep. You beat me to the punch. See, I love the chat room. No, seriously, no joke. I mean, Richard Lewis, he was a great comic. And a Curb Your Enthusiasm star. He dies at 76. Now, Richard, he was a guy that was almost always putting himself down. A stand-up comic. Talks a lot about Jewish heritage. You know, and I don't even know if that would play today. Yeah, I'm not being funny. I'm not being, you know, I'm not so sure it would play today. His kind of humor, anyway. He, 76-year-old, he died in his home in Los Angeles after he had a heart attack Tuesday night. Lewis revealed in April that he had been living with Parkinson's disease, which is going to be tough. I don't know much about it. Joyce Lipinski, Lewis's wife, she thanked everyone for all the love, the friendship, the support. Asked for privacy at this time, just kind of hang loose, stay away, we'll keep you up on what's going on. Anyway, she said, Richard and I were born 3 days apart in the same hospital for most of my life. He's been like a brother to me. He had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. One of his co-stars. Lewis was born in Brooklyn. All the funny ones come out of New York and Boston and places like, yeah, sorry, I don't care whether you believe me or not. He was raised in New Jersey, right? He grew up, he grew up with the greats, if you think about it. He grew up with Richard Pryor. He grew up with George Carlin, Andy Kaufman, right? Richard Belzer. These guys had a lot of fun. It was that decade. I don't want to get too deep into this, but think about it. It was that decade where Carson on the Tonight Show, Johnny Carson was debuting a lot of these people, right? And made a lot of. A lot of these people he made stars. Carson did. Anyway, our hearts and prayers go out to his family. Again, another death story that I did. Sorry about that. Just amazing. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. RFK Jr., he's calling out President Biden. Wants him to show that he has a cognitive capacity and the mental acuity to lead. I don't blame them. Do you? I mean, and these guys are on their side of the aisle for all intents and purposes. Seriously. No, so he called on President Biden Wednesday to go show the American people that he has the cognitive capacity, the mental acuity to lead the nation for another 4 years. He went on to say, I think that Biden needs to come out of the White House, show Americans that he has the cognitive capacity, right? Because this is going to be challenging. It's going to get tougher as the years go on here. He said, we're facing issues that are existential, right? We're involved in two wars. We have AI coming down, which is going to change everything. There's an enormous danger in it. I agree with him. He said, we need an economic crisis. Or we have an economic crisis in this country where, you know, the middle class is disappearing. Pretty much been torpedoed. 57% of Americans can't put their hands on $1,000. And an entire generation of kids can't even buy a home. Right? Now, we need a president who's thinking about these things, who can actually articulate them. Now, this is coming from RFK Jr., lifelong Democrat. So he needs to prove himself, he said. And those thoughts need to be articulated to the American people the way that we all support them. I don't think that that's happening now. Our children's lives are dependent on that 3 a.m. call. We need to know that we have a president who can wake up in the middle of the night, get on his feet, start thinking about those things. I personally believe a lot of Americans don't believe that anymore. They don't believe that Joe Biden can make that happen. He was being interviewed by Martha McCallum. Love her. He asked if he believed that Biden is in charge. You know, that would have been one of those moments. I would love to know how long the pause was, right? RFK Jr. premised his response by saying, look, he has a personal issue with the president because his request for Secret Service protection was denied in June. Right, this is the nephew of a former president, John F. Kennedy. Right, Uncle John was assassinated. Right, his dad was assassinated. What's the problem? Right, he said that they had been friends or known each other for at least 40 years. He considered him a friend with a kind of fundamental decency. Why wouldn't he give me the service? What's the problem? Anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Dan Pilla, the tax man. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You know, I love that, what we call a rejoin. I really do. I'm not a fan of Cher's at all. But that movie was great. She played it great. And it could have been any one of my female cousins. Let me just put it that way. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I always love when this guy joins us because I always tell you the same thing. Don't listen to me. I'll get you in all kinds of trouble when it comes to legal stuff. You listen to the experts. And that's why I bring on, you know, a lot of guys with a microphone try to lead you to believe that they have a clue, they know what's happening. They don't. And some of them are friends of mine. They don't. All right? You listen to the experts. Those are the people that will keep you out of trouble. Dan Pilla, the tax man. Love having him on with me. He wrote the book on it, and I so much appreciate his time. I appreciate your time with me, Dan.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always, always. And you know what? I don't know any other way to put it because I'm not well-educated, but you bring it down to that sixth grade level. You know, newspapers used to be written at the sixth grade level. And you bring it down to that level that we can all understand. We get our, you know, my eyes don't glaze over when you and I talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I do, and that's by design, Joe. I specifically strive to simplify this stuff so people can understand it because it is so intimidating.
It is. And, you know, the minute you put IRS in front of anything, that's it. Your heart starts pounding. Your ears block up. It's you have a hard time receiving. You know what I'm saying?
So, no doubt. No question about it.
Yeah. So there was, you know, I know we've touched on this before, but some people have already asked me again about the 30,000 IRS agents now that have been assigned. Now, you know, you probably know the truth more than we do. 30,000 IRS agents that have been assigned to target millions of small business owners because of that massive fraud that took place. And this was all with the people who took that PPP money or got the credits afterward. You don't have to spend a bunch of time on it, but let's clarify it again.
Well, yeah, there's a couple things going on, Joe. First of all, they've created a special task force to look into two specific things. Number one is the PPP loan fraud, Paycheck Protection Program loans that were part of the COVID CARES Act that was passed in March of 2020. Basically a free handout to millions of small businesses that had to use the money in a specific way, had to qualify for the loans and use the money in a specific way. So the IRS is looking looking in great detail at these businesses as to whether they used the money the way they were supposed to or not. The second thing, Joe, is the employee retention credit. The employee retention credit was another massive $1 trillion giveaway that the federal government did to businesses during the COVID era. This was also part of the CARES Act. And that employee retention credit, in order to qualify for that, businesses had to have employees on the payroll, and they had to qualify based on a number of different rules. We can get into the rules if you want to, but there's a number of different rules that they had to meet, and it has come to light in the last year that marketing companies were pushing businesses to take these credits that didn't qualify for the credits, Joe. And so now the IRS has got a very, very dedicated task force now looking into these people, both the PPP loans and employee retention credits.
Yeah, and again, it's proof that when you know. I almost said something stupid there. A lot of these small businesses, I don't want to say they got roped into, but were contacted. God, Dan, I was contacted probably no less than a dozen times by these companies to say, you know, we can get you this or we can get you that or what have you. And so they were pulled into this thinking they were doing the right thing or thinking they had a right to have this money. Will they be given any slack?
There's no question about it, Joe. I got to believe there's thousands, maybe tens of thousands of businesses that got suckered into claiming a credit that they're not entitled to. Now, let's be perfectly clear here. The credit is part of the law. Businesses that qualify are absolutely entitled to claim the credit. When you claim the credit, you get money back from the government that you didn't even pay in. It's big dollars in a lot of cases, and the vast majority of them are legitimate. So let's start there. But that said, because of the very aggressive marketing that was going on during this period of time and the very, let's say borderline claims that were being made by some of these marketing companies, businesses made claims that they weren't entitled to. Now, the IRS has created two programs, Joe. This is specifically with regard to the employee retention credit now. Program number one is an opportunity to withdraw a claim for credit, a claim for refund, if you haven't gotten your money back. So that's claim number one. We can talk about how that works. Claim number two is a kind of they don't use the word amnesty, but it's certainly most definitely a forgiveness program where under the program, if you did get money back and you don't qualify, you can enter the program. It allows you to pay back 80% of the money that you were given. The IRS forgives the 20%, recognizing that there was a commission that was paid to these various companies, these various marketing companies. And so that gets you off the hook without further penalties or interest or scrutiny. And so these are, this is a very broad brush. Again, we can get more specific if you want to, but that is how the program operates.
And if they have issues in these areas, can they reach out to you the normal way for help? Can you get one of your books or what have you? Are these areas that you can help them overcome?
Yeah, absolutely. We can deal with these issues, no question about it.
Yeah, and you know, if you're listening, this is gonna just line up with small businesses. But again, just thinking of the calls that I got and the people I talked with over the years, I can only imagine what other businesses did, what they got to. And to your point, we were just talking about somebody during the break where, you know, if you got other things going on, you're doing your business, and somebody says, hey, I can get your tax credit, payroll credit for $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, a small business will go, well, heck yeah, where do I sign? You know, well, we'll do the paperwork, we'll send it over, go ahead, and we'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Joe, and that's number one. Number two is this credit was massively complicated to start with. All right, it was part of the CARES Act that was passed in, as I said, March of 2020. It went through three different amendments, and then it was finally repealed, and repealed retroactively, Joe. So Congress, over the period of 2020 and 2021, stirred the pot with respect to the credit four different times. And so people, you know, the average Joe and Jane American business person had no idea how this thing applied and what the rules were. Yeah, I mean, you had to parse this stuff very, very carefully in order to figure it out. Now, I wrote an article on this way back in March of, well, it was probably April of 2020 by the time my article came out. And then I wrote another article talking about the amendments. So, I mean, I spent a great deal of time parsing this stuff, but people don't do, business people don't do that. They don't want to be in my business, Joe. They want to be in their business.
Yeah, I was telling Dan during the break, like most small business people, I met with somebody today, and they just love what they do. And they're in a lot of trouble, you know, with their tax situation. And they were frustrated and didn't understand and just kept saying, I don't want to do this. I just want to teach the kids. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk more about it, Dan, when we come back from the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dan Pillow when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
Now it's 2024.
I'm not 82.
McConnell stated he will remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden has informed House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Like I say, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you're part of the solution. You take in the information, use your God-given ability to think, then decide what to do and or how to step out seriously. Dan Pilla joins me. I call him the tax man, the, as far as I'm concerned, the only tax man. And, you know, you can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, I love to say that the thing that turned me on about your company at first when you were on the network that I'm on, and you usually don't pay attention to commercials, so I knew that when I needed help, it had to be a God thing because I'm not listening to the commercials during the break. But the thing I loved about your commercial was it wasn't the stereotypical, the IRS is the toughest collection agent. They're worse than the mafia. They're going to come and get your kid and your wife and your car and your business and all that. Yours wasn't like that. Yours came in at hey, look, the decision isn't final from the agent. We can work through anything. I mean, give me a call and see what we can pull off. And many listeners who have taken advantage of this and called you have nothing but praise to say about the way you handle this. It's not a high pressure, no, you got to do this, you got to do that, they're going to take this. You don't work like that, and that's the thing I love about you. So tell people more about you, how to get a hold of you, and how to partake of your services.
Yeah, what we do, Joe, is we work with people that have tax collection problems, delinquent tax returns, you're facing wage levies and bank levies, the IRS is in your face, you've got a tax lien that's filed, you've got some tax debt you owe that you can't pay, you're facing an audit, you need to go through an appeal, all of these kinds of things that deal with compliance and problems resolution. That's where I live. I don't live in the tax planning world. I don't live in the tax preparation world, although we do remedial tax returns when we have to get a client onto a path of resolution. The way to get a hold of me is my website is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, taxhelponline.com. You buy any book off my website at any price point, Joe, it doesn't matter. You get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So when you call in or you go to the website, we've got a source there on the website or a system there on the website where you can sort through what your problem is and get a book that relates specifically to your problem. You read the book, you write down your questions, you call me. I personally and directly answer your questions for you.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, seriously. Couple of quick questions, ones I know you can answer quickly before we get into the deep stuff. You know, Biden just canceled over $1 billion in student loan debt. Didn't get congressional permission, but we'll talk about that later. Is that money taxable?
Well, it depends on how they did it. The last round, they specified that it wasn't taxable. And there's provisions in the student loan in the laws that were passed with student loan forgiveness that was already on the books that allowed certain people to get forgiveness if they did certain things. You know, for example, if you went into teaching in a low income area, you could get a portion of your debt forgiven, and that wasn't considered taxable income. So it just specifically depends on how they issue the rule and what they say about that particular the Paycheck Protection Program loans, Joe. These PPP loans that we were talking about, they were forgiven, and that was not taxable income. So ordinarily, debt forgiveness is considered taxable income, but when they write an exception into the law, then you get the money free, and it's not taxable.
Right. So on a personal level, if I forgave my son of a $25,000 loan, that is taxable to him, right? I got to give it 1099.
Yeah, that is taxable to him. The common situation is where you have credit card debt forgiveness. People negotiate with their credit cards. You know, the credit card company agrees to knock the debt down from 50 grand to 20, let's say. Well, that $30,000 then becomes taxable income to the individual that negotiated the settlement.
If you got no money, how are you going to pay taxes on $20,000?
Well, that's true, and that's what people think. They say, "Well, how can I pay taxes on money I never had?" But the answer is, you did have the money. You got the $50,000 loan. You had the money in your hand. You didn't have to pay tax on the money when you got it because loans are never considered to be taxable income. But when you don't pay back the loan, Joe, now you've gotten the benefit of this money that you didn't pay tax on when the loan was made, so when the loan is forgiven, it becomes income and then it's taxable. When you think it through and you work it through very logically, it does make sense as to why this would be considered taxable income, because the loan didn't go on your tax return in the first place.
Right. No, I got that part. I just think it's hilarious. But all right. You know, I tell people to head over to your website, sign up for your newsletter, and something that just came back or just came up in your newsletter is, you know, my favorite saying, the IRS is back in the collection business, right alongside the mafia in some cases. But anyway, right? So they've been, according to your article, they've been mailing for the last 2 years, they've been mailing automated collection notices to delinquent citizens. Are they going to pump that up? Are they going to show up on my doorstep? Are they going to show up my business? Well, why is this such a big deal all of a sudden?
Well, it's a big deal, Joe, because they actually suspended the mailing of collection notices during much of COVID. They shut down in probably June or July. I forget the exact date, July or August of 2020. They turned the machine off on some of the collection notices. And the reason they did that, Joe, is you recall that the IRS shut down its business operations along with most of the country in April, May of 2020. Well, within just a few weeks, the IRS was overwhelmed with millions of letters that were coming into the agency, tax returns, original returns, amended returns, and responses to the notices. Every year, the IRS mails out, get this, Joe, 170 million notices to taxpayers, and a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people respond to these notices. So that means there's millions of letters coming back to the IRS. Well, there was nobody there to answer the mail, Joe, so this stuff piled up. It piled up in boxcars, parking lots of the IRS's service centers around the country. Millions of letters. Put it this way. By the end of 2022, there were 35 million unanswered letters, documents, in the IRS's incoming mail system. So they shut down the outgoing mail. They pulled the plug on the outgoing, on some of the outgoing mail in the summer of 2020. And then they pulled the plug on more of it in the summer of 2021, trying to say, okay, we got to minimize the responses so we can work through this pile of letters that we have. And so now they work through all of that stuff by the end of 2023. Well, really by the end of 2022, they were pretty much they had pretty much dug out from under the pile. By the middle of 2023, they were basically business as usual. So now here we come January of 2024, the IRS says, we got to turn the collection machine back on again. So now the notices are going to start going out. So all these millions of people that owe money to the IRS that haven't gotten a collection notice in the last 2 years are suddenly going to see these things in their mailboxes again, Joe, and the IRS is going to want the money with interest.
Oh. That's going to be a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people are going to be really surprised. I think local hospitals will be filled with people that have, you know, IRS attacks once they open that letter. And by the way, all joking aside, open the letter. Don't let
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, you know, question about it. Listen, these collection notices are vital because there's a series of notices that carry two things. Number one, a deadline by which you must respond, and number two, a critical taxpayer right that is sensitive to that deadline. So if you don't respond within the deadline, you lose your right. All right, and these are called collection due process appeal rights, and they're vitally important, and they're the most important rights that taxpayers have, in my opinion, because these rights levy the playing field between the taxpayer and the tax collectors, Joe. And if you waive these rights, if you lose them, if you default on them, then it's a different world, all right? So you can't default on your collection appeal rights. You've got to take advantage of these things, and they're time sensitive. The only way to know how to do that is open the doggone letter.
Yeah, and as I said before, the decision is not final. You really, Dan can help you move through this and take care of some of the issues that you got. And again, you got to deal with it. This is the one group that won't go out of business and leave you alone. They're going to be around a long time.
No, they're not going away. The bad news is they're not going away. The good news is there are specific strategies available that we've used for decades now that can lead to a resolution. But you got to take affirmative. Listen, Joe, every resolution strategy that the IRS has requires affirmative action on the part of the taxpayer.
Okay, hold on. In other words, we got to go for a hard break. I'm going to bring this back up when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more Dan Pilla when we return.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. The Tax Man, Dan Pilla, The Tax Man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. We'll talk more about that in a second, Dan. In the last segment, we were talking about, you know, resolution strategies. You know, again, how not to get nailed. So you want to finish your thought?
Well, the point I was making, Joe, is that while it's true that there are a number of strategies that we can use to get resolution, it is equally true that the IRS is never going to offer any of those. They don't offer them up. All right. So that means you as the taxpayer have to take affirmative action to step up and say, IRS, you know, here's my proposal. How about if we do this? How about if we do that? How about if we put, you know, how about if we engage in an installment agreement? How about if we consider penalty relief? How about an innocent spouse strategy? How about an offer and compromise? There are 8 or 10 different things that we can do depending on the situation, but the taxpayer's got to be the one to take the action. So if you're hiding, not opening your mail, not facing the problem, not dealing with the situation, well, guess what? You're not going to get any of that relief.
Right. Yeah, don't wait. Now, I was joking with you during the break and had forgotten this thing, but I said, you know, once they show up at your door, Dan, it's too late, isn't it? You can't duck and dodge it, because some guy just asked me, if an IRS agent shows up at your door, do you have to let them in? And you said...
Well, I said two things. First of all, no, you don't have to let them in. They need either a search warrant or your permission to come into your house. All right. And they aren't going to show up with a search warrant. I guarantee you that, especially if it's just a routine collection situation. But the other point I made is this, Joe, about 4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, the IRS announced that it was stopping unannounced visits to taxpayers' homes for tax collection purposes. So if you owe money to the IRS and you are in the very preliminary stages of that collection process, they are not going to show up at your house. They're going to mail the collection notices. They're going to send the letters. They're going to send the lien letter or the levy letter. Those are coming to you in the mail. And so you don't have to worry about the IRS showing up at your door at 7 in the morning, unless you're under criminal investigation. If you're under criminal investigation, they'll show up. But when we're talking about tax collection issues, they aren't showing up at the door, Joe. They're going to send the letters in the mail. And this, again, gets to your point. Open the doggone letters. See what you're dealing with and respond accordingly.
Yeah, I, after dealing with you and some other people I know that have dealt with you, it's true, people. Just open the letters. You know, how many letters did you say they send out a year? 170-some-odd million?
About 170. This is really hard to believe, but it's 170 million notices go out every year. But think about this, Joe. There's about 160, but this year there'll be about 165 million tax returns filed. So, you know, if you spread these notices across the universe of tax filers, everybody's getting a letter from the IRS. Now, of course, that's not true, because most people that have delinquent tax problems are getting 4 or 5 letters from the IRS, whereas other people don't get any notice whatsoever. But still, 170 million letters, I don't care how you cut it, that's a lot of letters. That's a lot of contact.
The two things, real quick. 10% of those, you know, come to me for address changes, just so we're clear on that.
Okay, don't tell me, Joe. Don't tell me you've got another address.
A little funny happened. I was at an event with a bunch of people last weekend, and there was a retiring IRS agent there. She had been with the IRS for 30 years, and I was talking with her, and I was telling her about this. She goes, "Are you at one of those mailbox places?" And I said, "Well, you mean like they rent you a little mailbox? It's not the post office."
She said,
and she said, "Yeah, well, that's the problem. Their computer system shows it as a single address. You're in a complex with a A and a B and a C and a D unit, but in the C unit where you're at, there's like 100 of these mailboxes, and the computer can't comprehend how do you put 100 stores in one little suite." So she
said, "But that doesn't answer the question why they changed the address to something else."
Yeah,
because your mailing address matches the address on your tax return,
correct?
And that's what they're supposed to go by.
Yeah, well. The computer's giving me a hard time, but it's costing them money. I'm good. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to do with that. At least they're not charging me for the envelopes.
Right.
I guess technically they are somewhere. All right.
Have you seen your tax bill lately? What are you talking about?
Stop it. the compliance. We were talking about compliance during the break, and one of the things that you really need to drive home, or we need to drive home, is whether you have two nickels to rub together or not, you need to file your taxes, correct?
Yeah, that's especially important with the filing deadline coming up here now in another month and a half or so. It'll be on us. And people that don't have the money to pay the tax, Joel, routinely make the mistake of not filing the tax return. And that adds insult to injury in a big way, because the failure to file penalty is 25% of the tax. The failure to pay penalty is up to 25% of the tax. So you run the risk of doubling your tax bill. That takes a difficult situation and turns it into an impossible one with the penalties and the interest. So don't make the mistake of not filing. Almost every, well, not almost, every situation that we face with the IRS can be resolved one way or the other. But you have to be in filing compliance to make that happen. If you're not in filing compliance, Joe, they won't play ball with you. So you have to get the returns filed.
So, Dan, when you make a mistake, obviously an honest mistake on a filing, so a lot of people, they use the online programs and what have you to file their taxes, and they do the best they can. If they make an honest mistake on that, they realize later on that maybe they underestimated or they over, put down what they made.
Yeah.
How long do they have to fix that?
They zigged instead of zagged.
Yeah.
Say that again now.
Yeah, in other words, what if they zigged instead of zagged? No. What if they didn't include something in income and they realized, 5 months down the road, oh, my God, I didn't include this $5,000 I made painting houses or whatever. They need to make a change to it. How long do they have to change that? And once the IRS catches it or perceives that they catch it, is there no changing it? Is there no mea culpa?
Oh, no, not at all. That's not true at all. First of all, Joe, you have 3 years from the date your return is filed to amend the return. And so if you find a mistake in your favor or against you, generally speaking, that three-year rule applies. Now, if the IRS finds the mistake before you did, that doesn't mean you can't straighten the situation out. The IRS is going to want to straighten the situation out, in which case you owe the tax liability. Okay, fine. They will always assess penalties, but the penalties can always be canceled, Joe, if you can demonstrate reasonable cause. And a good faith, honest mistake of law, misunderstanding, that kind of thing, is grounds to have penalties canceled as long as there's some reasonable basis for it. In other words, if you did the things that a reasonable person would do to understand what your liabilities are, what your responsibilities are, and to comply with those responsibilities, and you make that effort and nevertheless make a mistake, then that is not subject to penalty. You have to pay the tax, and you owe the interest on the tax, but you don't owe the penalties.
Interesting. Yeah, and again, that's what scares people to no end. Dan, is the fact that they're afraid they're going to make a mistake. They can't afford a professional to do it for them. So it is for you. You've been at this for 170 years. For most people, when they look at this, they're just petrified to even press the button to send on their taxes. So it's good to know that you've got the 3 years. If they were to reach out to you within that 3 years, as long as I have this right, You still have a chance to explain your situation, the mistake you made, and probably would get nailed with a little interest, but not necessarily a penalty, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, they're going to assert the penalty, Joel, but you can get the penalty removed by demonstrating good faith and reasonable cause. After 3 years, there's nothing they can do, generally speaking.
I got it. Okay. So last question for you. This comes up frequently. They want to start a corporation. They have a small company. What's better, C or S, and what are the guidelines? What's the criteria for either?
Well, that's a half-hour answer, but let me say this. Generally speaking,
you got a minute
S corporation. Yeah, generally speaking, an S corporation is better because C corporations are subject to double taxation. The corporation pays a tax on its profits. When it distributes the profits to the shareholders, they have to report the profits on their tax return. They get taxed again. An S corporation is afloat through. The corporation itself doesn't pay tax. The shareholders do based on their profit. So generally speaking, the S corporation is better. In my book, the Dan Phillips Small Business Tax Guide, which is my latest book, I have a chapter in there that shows you what the different business entities are, what the pros and cons are of each one, and how to evaluate which one is best for you. So anybody with a small business needs to read that chapter 3 of my Small Business Tax Guide to get that information straight, to get that consideration worked out for you so you make the right choice.
Yeah, people, that's why, again, I always tell you, don't listen to the guy with the microphone. Listen to the guests because they have a clue. TaxHelpOnline.com, preventative medicine. This is preventative medicine. Get out there. Get one of his books if you're thinking about building a business. If you're not quite sure with your taxes, what's going on or what have you, hop onto the website, grab a book. It's the best way to do it. Dan, God bless you for what you're doing, man. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. Good to talk to you again. Talk to you soon.
You too. All right, guys, be back. You got me for the next hour. I got a whole bunch of stuff to unload on, so buckle up. We'll be back in a few.